Carly LaBerge is from the School of Public Health and Social Policy, and her presentation is COVID-19 Lockdown, the Unintended Consequences on Our Children.
The past year in lockdown has been hard, really hard. I'm sure every single person in attendance here today has been impacted by these public health measures in some way. And while they've been necessary to prevent the spread of a deadly virus, for some, this has been their entire lives up until this point. Being stuck inside, without their friends, without their favorite activities, is all they know. For children growing up during this pandemic, this is exactly the case. And these are the individuals I study. My research looks at the impact of the unintended consequences of the COVID-19 response on early childhood health, the effects that nobody planned for. Early childhood is a crucial period of development. It's a time when this young person is gaining an understanding of how the world works and establishing brain connections that reflect this. Having structure and supports they can depend on are essential for maintaining health in all forms. That's where I come in. Instead of the usual academic placement with a research lab, my graduate degree involves a practicum, where my role has been to review all of the research in this area and create actionable policy recommendations for the government. I've found that the pandemic has been especially difficult for children who were already accessing services, as nearly all of these have been altered in ways that make them inaccessible to some families, while others were just shut down completely. Children are facing several month-long wait lists, a backlog of surgeries, and a lack of mental health diagnoses with the virtual platform. We're even seeing that children don't want to go back to their usual healthcare professionals because they're no longer seeing a person, but rather a scary monster when their doctor is dressed from head to toe in personal protective equipment. Partially because of this, mental health is decreasing across the board. Children are lonely without their usual playdates and playground visits. And for those that have to self-isolate due to catching the coronavirus themselves, they're developing post-traumatic stress disorder at much higher rates. Even their end-of-life care looks different, with only one parent allowed to enter the hospital room with them. Imagine having to pick between you and your partner who would be there to support your child as they take their last breaths. The problem with lockdown as our primary pandemic response is that we don't know what all of this will do to children and their families long term. While the pandemic response has been necessary to prevent the spread of a deadly virus, it's almost as harmful to treat children the way we are. To protect this generation, I'm recommending that the government continues to monitor this age group to understand those long-term health implications and immediately increase access to services so that children can get the care they need. I just hope it's not too late. Thank you.